It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. It's going to be a beautiful day today, so I want to thank you all for starting this day with us. And we have a great show planned for you and with a lot of great information. You may really want to have your pen handy and write some of this stuff down, because I know that this is a topic people always have questions about, and we want to answer your questions about supplements. So please feel free to write all the stuff down, you know, because being able to choose the right supplement for you really can be challenging. I mean, I see people all the time who often are a little overwhelmed or come in with all these bags or baskets of supplements and aren't really sure what they're doing. And there's so many options out there for us. So unfortunately, too, a lot of these options are not really going to be benefit. So we're going to help you sift through those things today, how to know what to take, what things to stay away from. And if you have questions, feel free to start calling right away. Our number here at the studio is 651-641-1071, and we really want to just be able to answer your questions today. And I have a couple experts with me today to help talk about this topic, and one of them is Kara Carper. And Kara has her master's degree in holistic health and is one of our nutrition counselors. And she sees clients out of our St. Paul office and Wyzetta, too. Don't you see clients
out of Wyzetta as well?
And she's very knowledgeable on this topic. So thanks for being here today, Kara.
Thanks, Christina. It's great to be here. And we do have a great show planned. We talk about food all the time on this show. And of course, we believe that eating the right balance of real healthy food, that is the most important piece of nutrition. That's going to build the foundation of your health. But for many people, their health is not where it should be, so the use of high-quality supplements is necessary, you know, sometimes permanently, sometimes just temporarily.
Right.
So on top of eating healthy to get their bodies back in balance.
That's so right. And, you know, we see this all the time. And supplements, I tell people, are there to supplement a healthy diet. I think sometimes people think of nutrition and they think just supplements and they can eat whatever they want as long as they're taking some things. But you're not going to have optimal health. So we don't want them to take the place of it. But they, like Kara said, sometimes are very necessary. And the quality of what people are taking and the absorbability is going to make a big difference on how much you're going to benefit. And because this is such a complicated topic, we brought another expert with us that we know is going to help us answer a lot of questions today.
We are privileged to have Greg Peterson on our show once again. And Greg is a functional medicine consultant and the vice president and co-founder of Nutrition Dynamics. Nutrition Dynamics is a distributor of high-quality pharmaceutical-grade supplements that are sold to practitioners. And Greg really has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to supplements. He knows so much of the research, and he can give great advice when it comes to choosing the best quality, especially for a specific health issue. So welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Kara and Christina. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with two so attractive women and intelligent as well.
It's a nice way to start our day.
It is a good way.
Yep.
And I know that this topic does bring up a lot of questions. There's always so much, you know, questions and concerns about, you know, what supplements to take. Am I taking the right supplements? Am I getting the best benefit from it? So that's our goal today, is to try to get those questions answered best we can.
Right. And, you know, Kara and I briefly mentioned part of our philosophy as far as taking supplements. But do you have, maybe you have a few things to add, as, you know, if somebody comes up to you and said, well, why do I need to take any supplements? What are some of the things that you might say to them?
Well, I mean, I think there's a real host of reasons there, too. You know, we're living in a very polluted environment now. It's not the environment that we're meant to live in, you know, whether it's air, water, or, you know, whatever the pollution factors might be. Also, I think that the stress factors are huge at this point, and way more than we're intended probably to be able to withstand.
Right. And I don't think people always realize how much stress depletes our body nutrients. If you stop to think about it, you probably could figure that out by how you feel when you're stressed. But you sometimes need that extra support.
Oh, we know for sure. I mean, it just takes out a lot of your antioxidants, your trace minerals. You know, it inhibits absorption of nutrients and so forth. So it kind of goes on and on and on that way. Kara looks like she was going to say something.
Well, I know a lot of people are concerned about the safety of supplements. And we always encourage people to talk to a professional about what they should be taking and the dose. But don't you have some research that you could share with us that could help people to feel more comfortable about the safety of supplements?
Well, I think that's a huge issue as well, because anytime you see that food supplements kind of hits the media, it's usually because, you know, some organization has tested, you know, certain food supplements, and they found that they have heavy metals in there like lead and so forth, mm-hmm. or that the product does not have the label potency that it, you know, purports to have and so forth. And so that becomes a true concern. Is, we know supplements themselves are very safe and very effective, but if you're consuming a supplement that has toxic metals and so forth in there too, then that becomes a major concern as well.
Of course, yeah.
Right, so we want to get our products from people that we can trust. And it's always good. I know before the show we were talking about, Greg, you mentioned something that's important is having somebody that's got a good reputation. And, you know, if people want to check out a product, what are some ways they can do that, or what are things they need to look for? Like, I know Metagenics has some very key things in place, and just the way they run their company that I think definitely guarantees that you're getting a good product. And what are some of those things that they do?
Well, I think they're really outstanding, you know, because I've been in this industry almost 40 years, you know, now, and I've seen a lot of different, you know, companies come and go, and we actually distribute for multiple professional food supplement companies as well, but Metagenics is one that really stands out mm-hmm. as being the premier, you know, product line. They're the number one product, you know, that markets to healthcare practitioners.
Mm-hmm, right, which that's a good stat to have.
Well, that's huge in itself because that's reputation. Mm-hmm. You know that they really, you know, it's where the rubber hits the road, you know, with it too. So I think that's probably one of the major ones. And are they GMP certified? I think we talked about that
right.
a little bit earlier too. And
right, which is something you can look up on a company's website, and the GMP stands for Good Manufacturing Processes, right?
Or practices.
Practices. Thank you. I always get that off. And I know, too, I think, you know, having other parties that will see, you know, do the assays to test to make sure what's in the product is right. And don't they do some research on their own, too, at Metagenics?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that they do, too. They actually do the clinical trials on the products, you know, so that, you know, a lot of times smart people can come up with some pretty good ideas and say, okay,
right.
let's put together this formula for inflammation or other cases. And, you know, Cara would have some ideas, Christina would have some ideas, I would have some ideas. And we could, you know, maybe start to get an idea what a formula could look like. But what Metagenics does, they have what they call proteomic research. And they actually look at those different ingredients and see the compatibility, the
right.
synergy between those ingredients mm-hmm. and make sure that they're agonists, not antagonists, you know, to each
mm-hmm.
other. Then so once they've kind of settled on formulas that work along those lines, then they actually do human clinical trials. So if they're looking at an anti-inflammatory food supplement, they'll look at, okay, how does that product work in arthritis? How does
right.
that product work in inflammatory skin conditions? How does that product work in fibromyalgia and so
right.
forth? And making sure that's effective and also safe so that, you know, the people taking the product initially know that product is going to be working for them is going to be effective and safe too.
Great. Well, it looks like we've already got some callers. So since I gave the number out, we better see what their questions are. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for calling today.
Hi.
What was your question?
About fish oil. I've
Great.
Heard it's really benefit, and I don't know what are the benefits of it.
You just want to know what the benefits of fish oil are?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Greg, what do you want to go ahead and answer that question?
Well, there it's almost one of those things where it's like a panacea.
What is it not good for, basically?
Yep.
As you look at the literature, I mean, it's a good factor for modifying inflammation. You know, so you could look at, like, joint inflammation. You could be looking at, you know, cardiovascular kinds of concerns because we know that it has a good effect on modifying, you know, elevated triglycerides and cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's also very important for brain function because, you know, the brain cells, the neurons, are about 60% fat.
Right.
You know? And of that 60%, about 40% of that is DHA, of the EPA-DHA compound.
Mm-hmm.
So they make up, you know, the fat around the cell membrane that makes, you know, the cell membrane more able to uptake nutrients and to eliminate, you know, toxins. So, I mean, it's important for that aspect of it, for skin problems. And you know, one thing that's kind of interesting, too, is that our forefathers, you know, back at the turn of the 19th, you know, century,
mm-hmm.
I guess 20th century would be, but the 1900s, is our forefathers got about 40 to 45% of their omega-3 oils, 40 to 45% of their dietary fats coming in as omega-3 oils. And now in our day and age, that's actually dropped down to less than 5%.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're just not eating the plant, you know, oils anymore or the fish oils and so forth like our forefathers did.
Right. And that's a huge reason why I have all the health issues. So great question, Stephanie, because I think a lot of people really don't always know what they're good for. They just think heart health and don't realize all the other benefits.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
And we'll talk, too, as we move along, too, how to make sure we're getting a good quality fish oil as well. But maybe we can sneak in another caller here before we have to take our first break. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have two questions.
Sure.
I had heard before that there was a supplement to take for sugar cravings, and I didn't quite catch it. And then what does water soluble mean?
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Great, Car. Do you want us to tell them and then about the sugar cravings thing?
Yeah, definitely. I'm assuming that you're referring to something that we were talking about on one of our shows.
Right.
Okay. It's probably a formula that we at Nutritional Weight and Wellness have put together called Crave Control.
Okay.
And it's what it is. It's a blend of some amino acids and minerals and vitamins that help to make neurotransmitters. When people are low in neurotransmitters like serotonin, they tend to have cravings. So this formula addresses that. It's got, you know, like 5-HTP is going to make more serotonin. And we found it to be very helpful for sugar and carbohydrate cravings.
Right. And diet pop cravings.
Yep.
So it really does help people, especially when they're first starting out, to really control those cravings while they're trying to get themselves on a balanced diet. And it helps moods, too.
Okay.
And, Greg, do you want to answer her second question?
Yeah, as far as, like, your fat-soluble and water-soluble nutrients, you know, the fat-soluble nutrients are ones that will basically be stored in the body. And that's where, you know, if there is any kind of concern about, you know, supplementation, you want to make sure that you're watching more of the fat-soluble, you know, vitamins, like, you know, vitamin A and E and vitamin D would fall in those categories, because they do get stored in the system. And if you get, you know, high concentrations over a long period of time, you could get, you know, too high of a tissue level of that. Water-soluble are ones that, you know, the body uses what it needs, and what it doesn't need at that point will just wash it out in the urine, you know, basically. So that'd be more like your vitamin C, your B vitamins, you know, the different trace minerals and so forth as well.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times when people are taking a multivitamin, they complain that their urine changes color, but that's normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the good ones, it's, you know, and maybe you can even answer that a little bit for people. Why does that happen? And is that necessarily going to be bad? Or is it just a waste of money?
Yeah, you get that question a lot as well. And, you know, it doesn't mean that those nutrients have not had a good effect on the way through the body and before the exit, you know, the body and so forth. I remember one of my researchers was telling me one time, well, they're saying, well, just because you urinate all the time, why even drink water? What benefit does that have?
That's a good question.
But from mouth to bladder.
Well, I guess you could say, you know, we eat and go to the bathroom, why even eat?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, they do have some good things they do through that pathway.
Yes. You know? Yeah, it's just the extra gets passed through. So, well, I think we can take a break now, and I know we have another caller on the line. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in counseling and educating people to better health. And one of the ways that we do this is by offering classes at our offices and throughout the Twin Cities area. And this Monday evening at our White Bear Lake office, we will be offering our class Gut Reaction, Restore Digestive Health Through Nutrition, a great class. And in that class, you're going to learn how to eat the right foods and have the right supplements that can really restore intestinal health, which is a foundation of your overall health. And after this class, you may not need all those digestive products that they always advertise on TV. So you can even call today our St. Paul office at 651-699-3438 to register, or check out our website, weightandwellness.com, for more information. This class will also be taught in Excelsior on Tuesday evening. And remember, today we are answering your questions on supplements and would love to have you call in. So feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Living life out loud on FM 107.1.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way, making my way.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition counselor, and I'm here today with Christina Swigart, licensed nutritionist, and Greg Peterson, our nutrition and supplement expert. Today, we're talking about the common questions that people have about supplements, and you can have your question answered by calling us in the studio at 651-641-1071. Before we get back to our topic, I just want to quickly mention that we have a popular class, Jumpstart Your Metabolism, and that's being taught this week in Apple Valley, Tuesday evening on April 14th. And you can check out our website, weightandwellness.com, for more information on registering. And it's also going to be taught the following week in Maple Grove, Burnsville, and Plymouth.
Great. We've got lots of classes going on, so another great way to learn about how to eat well. And why don't we just jump to the callers, since this is our question show. We've got a few callers on the line. Hi, Char. Welcome to the show.
Yes. My name is Char, and I have a few health problems, but I had a question about I've tried to go off of sugar, and now I'm my husband is making maple syrup.
Okay.
And I was wondering how that treats inflammation.
Well, maple syrup sometimes is a better way to sweeten than straight sugar, definitely better than corn syrup. I would just advise you to still be careful with how much you use.
Okay.
And the homemade stuff, I'm sure, is much better, well, obviously, than like Aunt Jemima or something like that, which has added corn syrup.
Yeah.
I would still do it in very small amounts.
Okay.
Sometimes I know people will also use agave syrup, which seems to not affect blood sugar as much. Or if you're still really having some inflammation, you might just want to use something like a stevia or a vegetable glycerin, which doesn't affect blood sugar at all. But sometimes if you're trying to work vegetable glycerin, stevia.
Stevia, okay.
Yep. But sometimes if you're trying to work down, you know, maple syrup definitely is a much better choice than straight sugar.
Okay. I just have a question about yogurt. You know, everything in the store is fat-free. Low fat, and I can't find any whole milk. Isn't the whole milk or 2% milk better?
For yogurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do usually recommend the whole milk one. Sometimes you got to dig around.
It's hard to find. We live up in Wisconsin, and it's real hard up here because they push that, you know, fat-free, sugar-free, but usually it's got sugar in it. But
well, even a loaf, if you can't find the whole milk, just look for the low fat and not the fat-free, and you can add some nuts to it, which would give you a good healthy fat and some fruit and stuff.
Well, I've got a few stomach and lung problems going on now.
Okay.
So I stay away from nuts because I have microscopic colitis, and I also have pulmonary fibrosis. So
all right.
If there's a supplement that I could take for those, that would be wonderful.
Right. Well, you know, usually there's probably a few different things that would be good there. I mean, looking at the digestive system, other things for inflammation like the fish oil. You know, it might not be a bad idea for you to give our office a call even.
Okay.
Because you've got a few different specific things going on.
You can do it over the phone too?
Yes, we can do things over the phone.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
Yep, have a great day.
Yep.
All right. It looks like we've got Nancy on the phone. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
What was your question today?
Oh, my question is, I heard about 10 years ago that you could take Knox gelatin to preserve your bones. And have you ever heard of that? And, in fact, I've been taking it. I'm wondering if it could do any harm.
Well, yeah, there is some benefits, you know, to the Knox gelatin. I mean, it does have a certain amount of, they call these GAGs, glycosaminoglycans. You know, which, you know, we more know about like glucosamine and chondroitin and so forth. Those are also GAGs.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Knox gelatin, it isn't a high concentration, high enough of a concentration of those GAGs, and they're not as probably bioavailable, you know, from that source. Mm-hmm. Is would be that if you took a really good high quality glucosamine, chondroitin, and now some of the ones have actually, they call it hyaluronic acid, or HA for short. Mm-hmm. And that's another one of these GAGs that has a very good effect on cartilage and connective tissue and regenerating those tissues and keeping them strong.
Okay.
So your body's probably going to be able to use those a little bit better.
You could do the two of them together. It'd be fine. Mm-hmm. I just don't think therapeutically the Knox gelatin is going to get you where you want to go.
I was wondering if it would gel up my insides eventually.
Well, I hope not.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Great question. Thanks. All right. Well, it looks like we've got another one looking at bones. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Great segue for my question.
Yeah.
I have a loss of cartilage in my inner right knee, and it's really painful, and I'm trying to avoid surgery at all costs. And I'm aware of all the products out there, like you mentioned, about glucosamine and chondroitin and HA, but do they actually work? And how much would you need to take and at what dosage? And I feel a lot of times I've taken it in the past, but I've had no result on it.
Sure. Which I hear that, and Greg, I think you'd probably be good to answer this as far as making sure that it's good potency and availability, and I don't know how much can be used and how long it can prevent surgery.
Yeah, I think a couple of things to keep in mind, too, is it is a longer-term situation. You know, the research that they did, you know, comparing glucosamine itself to, like, ibuprofen for pain and so on, is that it wasn't until the person was taking glucosamine for, like, a 3 to 4 month period before it started to have some significant anti-pain situations, and it was more effective than the drug, the ibuprofen, at that point. So I think you have to take it long enough, you know, and then also you want to get a pretty high concentration initially for that first 2 to 3 month period. I would go probably 3,000 milligrams of glucosamine, you know, 1,500 milligrams of chondroitin, you know. If you do the hyaluronic acid, that HA, you know, I'd like to see a person doing more like around 400 to 500 milligrams of that, you know, per day. And I think if you're doing them at those dosages for a long enough period of time, you know, you will start to see some significant regeneration of cartilage and further less, you know, any kind of deterioration to the cartilage in the joint itself, too. Also, I think I'd add into that definitely the fish oils, and I do that pretty high, probably 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams a day of your EPA, DHA to modulate, you know, the inflammation in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other herbal things you can do as well as anti-inflammatories, like turmeric could be in there. It could have like rosemary, some different hops derivatives. And I think if you're really pretty, you know, strong on that and take a long enough and enough of it, you'll see some significant improvements in the joint pain, and hopefully you reduce any kind of surgery that might be needed.
Okay, thanks for the help. Also, I'm going to the class next week on the inflammation foods.
Oh, great.
And I think I've been hearing from the last several weeks, I've been listening to your show recently, and about how the foods you eat also causes inflammation.
Yes.
And arthritis is all about inflammation. And I thought if I could reduce that down as well,
mm-hmm.
that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Definitely. If you can put those two things together, what you're eating and then those recommendations Greg just gave me, I think you'd see some big improvements.
Okay, one more quick question. What about the shark cartilage? I've heard about that, but I think it's kind of a gimmick or whatever, but I don't know. What's your take on that?
Well, the thing with shark cartilage, you know, is that it's a very good source of chondroitin. You know, and chondroitin 4 and 6, you know, specifically, which is in some of the different products that Nutrition, Weight, and Wellness, you know, market or dispense to their people.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it is good, you know, but I think you can take a straight chondroitin product and get more of that active ingredient for a lot less than you were paying for shark cartilage.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Great questions. And we do need to take a break now. So, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. And, you know, if you have not been able to take our 6-week weight and wellness series, or if you would like to take it again, most people need a couple times to absorb all the information. We are starting our next series soon. And in these classes, you are going to learn how to eat in a way that makes sense and includes delicious real food. And this way of eating will increase your energy, eliminate cravings, reduce pain, stabilize blood sugar, help you maintain a healthy weight, and really balance out your moods. So classes begin the week of April 27th and are being taught all over the Twin Cities: St. Paul, Wayzata, Woodbury, Ham Lake, Eden Prairie, Maple Grove, Anoka, Burnsville, White Bear Lake, and Edina. And I'm assuming you didn't get that written down, so look at our website, weightandwellness.com, or call our office, 651-699-3438, for more information. We are teaching them morning, evening, lunchtime. And remember, today we're answering your questions on supplements, so give us a call in the studio, 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Kara Carper, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Christina Swigart, who's a licensed nutritionist, and Greg Peterson, our nutrition expert. So we're talking about common questions that people have about supplements, and if you haven't heard our number yet, you can give the studio a call, 651-641-1071. Just a little tidbit here for you. Did you know that some animals, actually most animals, are able to make their own vitamin C? And humans actually do not have that ability. If we did, we would be making 18,000 milligrams per day. So if you're someone who doesn't eat fruits and vegetables, most likely you are not getting sufficient vitamin C, and your health could be suffering because of that. You know, if you're somebody with immune problems, poor vein health, high cholesterol, or you just want to slow down the aging process, you would benefit from getting more vitamin C from your diet in fruits and veggies, and possibly in a supplement form as well.
Right. So don't ever want to forget about some of those basic, simple ones.
Yeah.
They are important. And real quick, before we get back to the phones, it looks like somebody called in and just had a question about what time of day, if it matters what time of day we take things as to how it will benefit us. Do you have any insight on that, Greg?
Well, I always feel like, you know, food supplements should be like a meal. You should be ideally taking it throughout the day, at least like, you know, three times a day and so forth. But I know that because of our schedules, that gets to be very difficult to accomplish that and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, if you can break it down to two times a day, and I like to do it in the morning with my breakfast and so forth, because it really sets the tone for the whole day, getting some good nutrition in, you know, from the start. And then probably another time I do it would be, you know, sometime during the day, whether lunch works better or dinner works better. A lot of times I don't take the supplements right before bedtime unless it's like a relaxing kind of a nutrient, like a magnesium or calcium and so forth. Because some of the nutrients, you know, supplements can be a little bit stimulatory, which is great early in the day, but not at, you know, 10 o'clock at night when you want to go to sleep.
So if you know you have issues sleeping, just stick with that magnesium and at bedtime. All right. Well, let's get back. We've got a lot of questions on the line here. Let me just make sure I'm hitting the right one. All right. Sharon, thanks for calling. What was your question for us today?
Yes. I want to know about some of the supplements like at Costco, which are called Kirkland. They have on them a USP verification mark that says that that verifies what's in there. And I guess I want to know how that quality would be, or if he knows about that mark that's on. It's also on Nature Made and some of the other ones.
Okay. And I think what I think that just means that the potencies, Greg, isn't that correct? You know, that what they say for milligrams is in there. But the only thing is, and I think, you know, is that sometimes there's more things in there that you don't want.
Okay.
So I really encourage, just like we say with food, to read through ingredients. Look through the ingredients on supplements. And this brings up something I had brought with me, too. A very popular thing that we see a lot of people taking, Centrum. And if you read through the ingredients, there's yellow 6 in there. There's hydrogenated palm oil. There's polyethylene glycol, which a lot of people know is definitely something we want to avoid. Women's One a Day has some of the very same things, a lot of food coloring. So I don't have that in front of me, but a lot of times even too, there's a lot of fillers in there that aren't even listed. So I really encourage people to make sure they're getting from a more reputable source, because you really, and I know, Greg, you say this a lot too, you get what you pay for with supplements just like you do with anything else. And if we want to build good, healthy bodies, we don't want to be putting in things that are actually somewhat toxic.
And I think with fish oils, too, if I can just, you know, dovetail there a little bit as well, is it's good to see that they're molecularly distilled. And that will sometimes say in the label, or sometimes you have to check, you know, the company's website to see how they're processing their fish oils. But the molecular distillation process removes all heavy metals, any kind of microbes, you know, bugs and so forth, any impurities and so on. Because unfortunately, we live in a very toxic environment at this point, and even the fish that are caught in the seas and so forth will have a certain amount of these pollutants. So you really have to go through a process that, you know, is delicate enough to maintain the EPA, DHA, you know, content and the good omega-3s while reducing the things that we are eliminating, the things that we don't want to be getting in.
Right.
Okay, and then I just have one other quick question. Like Ester C, I know that's a brand that's out there. Is that supposed to be a fairly good quality or not?
Yeah, Ester C is an esterified vitamin C. You know, it is just structurally a little bit different, you know, a form of vitamin C that supposedly penetrates the cell membranes more efficiently. I know that the research on it is a little bit kind of minimal, you know, but there is some evidence that an ester form or an esterified form of vitamin C is a little bit better absorbed than just regular ascorbic acid.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. All right. Well, let's talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask about human growth hormone. A friend of mine in her 80s is taking it because she was told it would give her strength in her legs and more pep. And I'm concerned if she should be taking it.
Well, that's a whole big area, too, this whole hormone replacement, you know, therapy. I'm actually not all that negative on it,
right?
Like some people would be. I think it, you know, you should be going into a qualified, you know, practitioner who can look at it. They look at IGF-1 levels, you know, to see what your level of growth hormone is. And if your levels are quite low, first I would do some different nutritional things that would naturally increase my growth hormone. And there's products out there that will, you know, stimulate the pituitary to release, you know, more growth hormone. And I'm sure, you know, Cara and Christina could explain those kinds of things to you, you know, as well. We could almost do a whole show on that alone,
yeah.
You know. So I can't jump into it. But, you know, there is, I think, at a point where the IGF levels or the growth hormone levels are so deficient in a person that taking a reasonable amount of, you know, they usually do like a subcutaneous injection of growth hormone daily can have some benefits, because, you know, growth hormone is the one of the hormones that does dictate how well your body heals.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I think with any type of hormone, I just always encourage people, make sure you're working with someone who knows what they're doing and is using, and I guess I don't know as much about human growth hormones, but products that are as close to the body's natural form as possible and not, you know, as much natural things as possible. So it's time to take a break again. And we often get parents asking us, when are you teaching your class on kids nutrition again? Well, our Foods to Build Happy Focus Kids is coming up soon. It's going to be taught Thursday, April 23rd, my birthday, from 7 to 9 p.m. in Stillwater. And it's a great class that really teaches you how to make good choices for your children and gives you some great examples to give them a healthy, balanced diet that's going to positively influence their moods and behavior. So again, more information on our classes. Our website's a great resource, weightandwellness.com, or we do have somebody at our office now, 651-699-3438, who can answer your questions. And you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. We'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Harper, and I'm here with Christina Swigert and Greg Peterson. And we're talking about common questions that people have about supplements. And we've had some great calls, and I can see the lights blinking, and we have a bunch more calls to take.
Right.
But I'll just quickly give you some information on magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral that I believe 65-70% of us are deficient in. We talk about a lot about this on our shows, especially when it comes to sleep, anxiety, bone health, just to mention a few things. There's a new study that shows magnesium plays an important role in the prevention of colorectal cancer. And it's been known for a while that calcium is important in reducing a person's risk for colorectal cancer. But the results of this study showed that calcium polyp prevention study showed that the risk was reduced even more when the calcium was balanced properly with magnesium.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting.
Yes, great research. And it goes right into our next caller, because I believe she has a question about magnesium. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Say, I read that magnesium stearate contains trans fats, and I'm wondering if that's true, and I'm wondering what the purpose of magnesium stearate is in vitamins.
Well, I'm not aware of it having trans fats in it. You know, magnesium stearate is used to as a like a lubricant, you know, for the products. When the products are tableted and so forth, they have to go through, you know, punching presses and so forth. And you'll have to have a certain amount of lubrication of that to get through the equipment and also to have the raw material stick together, you know, into a tablet. And that way you reduce, you know, some of the heat associated with the process too, so that you don't denature the nutrients in there. And magnesium stearate, it's a vegetable source. You know, I would think trans fats probably would be more of a question of the quality of the magnesium stearate that they're using too. So I think we might have a yes and no. I've not heard it having trans fats, but if it would be, it would be probably a poor quality magnesium stearate that was being used.
Right.
Thank you.
Great question. Just goes to show you that sometimes things can show up and we don't even know it. So another reason to make sure we're getting good quality vitamins that we're taking. All right. Hi, Diane. Thanks for calling. What's your question for us today?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question. One of my family members gets gout once in a while in his feet, and he eats very healthy. And I'm kind of wondering what causes that, and is there something that he can take for that? That's some kind of vitamin.
Yeah, great question. Greg, I know you guys have some good things for gout.
Well, yeah, you're always wanting to modulate inflammation. Mm-hmm. You know, and medically, of course, they'll give you anti-inflammatory drugs like Indocin and so forth. But things that we've done is, again, back to those fish oils. You know, they have been shown to have a natural anti-inflammatory effect and reduce, you know, some of the inflammatory factors that can, you know, create, you know, a gout situation. Another thing, too, is there's some herbal anti-inflammatories that don't have the negative effects, you know, on the GI, you know, the gut and so forth, and the liver and the kidneys. One that I know has been used is called inflavonoid intensive care. That's quite a mouthful. I know. Probably have to ask a little bit later on maybe the name of the product again. But it's a natural anti-inflammatory that reduces, you know, the inflammation, the gout, you know, formation and so forth. Quite nicely, and has been very comparable to some of the anti-inflammatory drugs without the side effects. And then, of course, you want to, you know, reduce some of the high purine type foods, your seafood, you know, proteins and so forth, high protein intake in general, like animal, you know, like red meats and so forth, too, a high consumption of that. And also alcohol, you know, are the things that they know dietarily has quite a contribution to gout attacks.
Right. And watch your sugar.
And sugar,
so
exactly.
Did you say do not eat high protein foods or eat them?
No, not to. Now, not to go too heavy on the proteins.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because those for susceptible, you know, people, they can be triggers, especially like your seafoods, you know, be crab, lobster, things along those nature, but then also animal, you know, proteins too, like your red meats, your beef, your pork, and so on. Stay more to, you know, leaner meats, chicken, turkey, in moderate amounts, and then get a lot more of your fresh fruits and vegetables into the diet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. All right. Well, maybe we can sneak one more caller in here before we go to break. Hi, Amanda. What's your question for us today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
My question, I know you said that you generally get what you pay for with vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about GNC vitamins and specifically their prenatal formulation?
I think sometimes you can find some things at GNC that are okay. I wouldn't say they have the highest quality. And I often look at how they are formulating the different vitamins and minerals, and sometimes it's difficult for the layperson to even be able to see, like, how absorbable they are. And I don't know if, Greg, you want to pitch in here, too, but a lot of times you'll see, like, carbonates being used and oxides and things like that, like, hooked up to, like, the zinc or the magnesium or the calcium, things like that. And a lot of times those are a little less absorbable than using, like, citrate or glycinate forms. That's something that shows up. And I still encourage people to look through ingredients. I know I've seen some things sometimes in GNC products that aren't that great. So I know we've got a couple great prenatals or sometimes even things that the health food stores, I think, are even a little better than GNC's.
I'd agree on the two, Christina. I mean, you get the range at GNC. I mean, they do have their high quality, you know, food mm-hmm. supplements. They have their lower quality because they're trying to appeal to the masses, mm-hmm. you know, and you really do tend to get what you pay for. So if you're doing some shopping at GNC, I would not be buying the cheapest, you know, product.
Right.
If you're looking for a multi and so forth, you'll pick their upper level, mm-hmm. you know, pricing on it. I was just going to say, as far as, like, I think the best prenatal product out there is one that was developed by a Dr. Joel Evans. And Joel is a, you know, OBGYN. He teaches at Albert Einstein Medical School, also is in private practice out east, and wrote a book called The Pregnancy Handbook, which is excellent. I think it's a read for every woman who's considering becoming pregnant or is pregnant or is lactating. And by Joel Evans, The Pregnancy Handbook, it's called. And he developed a product called Wellness Essentials for Pregnancy, which is excellent with mm-hmm. all the nutrients, the fish oils, you know, the EPA, the DHA, all the factors we know that'll, you know, bring forth a very healthy baby.
Right. Great.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Good call. Okay, we do need to take a break. So if you are still struggling with trying to figure out what food or supplement plan would be best for you, and we've covered a lot today, but you might benefit, I know you would benefit from sitting down with one of our nutritionists. And we do take an extensive look at your health history, your current situation, and really work with you and your lifestyle to figure out what plan is best for you as an individual and to help you achieve your health goals. So we do see clients out of all three of our offices, St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You can call and schedule an appointment today, even for you or your family. 651-699-3438, and we'll be back to close out the show in just a minute.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
just want to thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition today. And we want to thank Greg Peterson for taking the time to share his knowledge with all of us.
Great. Thank you, Greg.
We've had a lot of great questions
today.
So thanks, everyone, for calling in. And if you would like to hear the show again or tell a friend about it, you can visit our show page on the FM 107 website this week to either listen or maybe download the show so you can listen to it in the future. And you can go to our website for that, weightandwellness.com. Click on the radio link and then click on listen to a past show. We usually have the show up within a few days after it's been aired today.
Right. And then it's on our page, it stays there.
Yeah, on our page, it's there basically forever. So.
Right. All right. Well, we had a couple people call in, and we just decided to answer their questions because for a matter of time. And one of the questions that somebody had was about restless leg syndrome, and she's eating really healthy, but what are things she can take? And I know the first thing I always use with people is magnesium and a magnesium glycinate, and have them take anywhere from 400 or even 800 milligrams at bedtime. And it's very absorbable. It's a natural muscle relaxer. I know when I was pregnant, it helped me a lot with restless legs, leg cramps, things like that. Some people benefit from also adding some calcium into that as well. And, you know, if that still doesn't help, potassium is another thing that can also be a benefit. But sometimes just the magnesium or magnesium and calcium, along with a healthy diet, can do wonders too. So the other thing that people wanted to know about too is what are some good brands that are out there? And maybe, Cara, you can mention some that are in some stores. And Greg, maybe you can just close up too by telling people how they can tell whether or not they're getting a good brand.
Yeah, well, there's some, you know, and we have these brands at our office, but if you're out and about and, you know, Whole Foods, I know, has Source Naturals. That's a very reputable brand. Progressive Labs is a good one.
Right.
Carlson is a great one. Christina, what's that
Nordic
other one?
Naturals.
Nordic
Those
Naturals.
Those two are great for fish oil. And, I mean, again, yeah, we do have all the stuff we carry, too, is pharmaceutical grade. And you don't have to be a client to stop in at our office. You can even stop in just to ask questions, or if you want to look around at what we have, or just call and ask questions, too. That's great. We really want to be there for people. And Greg, again, too, what are just some things people can look at to know they're getting a good quality when they're making a purchase?
And you might have to go to their websites, you know, for this too. So like metagenics.com you could go to, but you want to see that it's a certified manufacturer, whether that's, you know, GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices, or NSF, the National Sanitation Foundation, and so forth. Because that's like the first step towards quality. Second would be what is their reputation? If they have an excellent reputation, whether it's in the professional field or whether it's in the health food or retail field, that's huge, you know, part of it as well. And then lastly, that I'd like to see the fact that they actually are doing human studies on their products before they market it to the public.
Right. And that's possible. I think sometimes people don't necessarily realize that, you know, they can do these human studies. And the great thing, I mean, Metagenics has quite the facilities, I know, and have their own whole research clinic out
and
there.
They actually have over 40 scientists that are involved in the formulating, doing the research on the compatibility of the ingredients, doing the human studies and so forth. And so that we know, and that's what I like about Metagenics, when they have a product that they are dispensing or you're dispensing to your patients and so forth, it's good, it's effective, it's non-toxic, it's been studied.
Right, and that's 40 scientists, not just staff.
Yes, yeah, 40 scientists,
who have degrees and PhDs and everything doing
precisely
that. So, well, I hope you guys have gained a lot. I know I always learn when we have Greg on the show.
We were taking notes.
Yes, I do have a little note page here. And again, feel free, if your question didn't get answered today, you can email us at Weight and Wellness. It's just email at weightandwellness.com, and we'd love to answer your questions. You can call our office, 651-699-3438. And just thank you again, Greg, too, for being on the show. It's
very
always
welcome.
Always
it's
great. And Cara, too. It's always fun to be on the show with you.
Yeah, I hope everyone has a great rest of the weekend.
Right. And again, just like we talk about with food, you know, we want to eat real whole foods and balance. And for a lot of people, sometimes that's not enough. And I know, Greg, one piece of research, since we've got a little minute here, about you mentioned when we were talking about a lot of people, when they did that diet analysis on 15,000 people, what did they find?
Well, that was interesting because that was a Dr. Sharaskin study at the University of Alabama Medical School a few years ago. And they looked at over 15,000 diet evaluations of people. They found that 85% of the people were not even getting the RDAs, which is minimum, you know, to stave off disease, basically.
Right.
And then they start looking at, okay, what are the RDAs good for? And they say they're only good for optimally healthy people. If you're a person who lives in a cold or hot climate, it doesn't qualify. If you're a physical person, it doesn't qualify. If you're on medications, it doesn't qualify.
Right.
The list goes on and on and on.
Right.
Nobody qualifies for the RDAs. You know, that's
right.
not enough.
So we're not even talking about optimal health. We're talking about just basic
right.
nutrients.
Yes.
Yeah.
So often supplements are very important for people. So remember, food can be the problem or real food can be your solution. Have a great day.